Hey, hey, now welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. That means you have the ability to get out of whatever you are in. Yes, even money. And so today I really have just been on a mission to talk to everybody, as many people as possible, whoever will listen, whoever wants help, whoever, but also whoever wants to help themselves. You see, I realize now that the reason why we are not at the level where we want to be financially isn't because that help is not available. Help is available. Help is out here. Financial literacy is out here. Help is out here. Information is out here. One of the reasons why we are not getting to the next level financially and in every area where we want to grow is because we fail to help ourselves. You see, you got to help yourself. How do you help yourself? You have to be willing to fix the things that you want to grow. You cannot fix what you will not face. Let me repeat, you cannot fix what you will not face. So today I am going to talk about the five F's that will keep you broke and what to do about it. Let me repeat, the five F's that will keep you broke and what to do about it. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We're going to take a quick break for a commercial. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are talking about the five F's that will keep you broke and what to do about it. So let's go on and get right into it because we have a lot to cover. So the first F that'll keep you broke is feelings. Write it down, feelings. Let me help you understand why. Money is objective. Money has no emotion. Money is based on the most basic, the simplest, and the easiest concept to understand, and that is 1 + 1 = 2. No matter how you feel about it, it won't change the answer. No matter how you cry, it won't change the answer. No matter what you may think, you cannot change mathematics. It's the oldest system in the world. It's what the pyramids, the foundation of many things that have been around for a long time. You cannot get around it. You must cooperate it. You must cooperate with it. So what do I mean by that? Anytime we get into a financial situation that causes us despair, anxiety, it's usually because we had some kind of emotional attachment. Perhaps you got into a financial transaction with a significant other. Perhaps you co-signed for a family member. Perhaps you did something and your feelings got in the way. And even those good things, a lot of times people's feelings get in the way when it comes time to send their kids to college. Let me help you understand something. I love my kids and I value education. But in my household, school is free. If you get A's, you go to school for free. If you get C's, you go into the free school. Either way, it's going to be free for me. I am not going to let my emotional attachment and also my spiritual attachment and my mental attachment to getting a good education block my judgment when it comes to mathematics. So if we don't have the money to pay for school, and as a matter of fact, if you're not going to work hard for A's, then I am not going to pay for C's. So I know you may want your child to go to that school, but emotionally you're attached to it, and emotionally you're attached to it, but financially the numbers are not adding up. You are not supposed to go mortgage your house. You are not supposed to go figure out how to get into more debt. You're not supposed to do that. Your child can go to school for free, either the free school or the state school. Or you can figure out a way to leverage some other investment opportunity to pay for school. For example, one of my sorors, Sheila Wilkinson Sanders, she did this program that I introduced a long time ago. It's the Kitty Condo. When her daughter moved off campus, she bought a condo. She moved in five of her friends. The rent that the friends were paying not only paid for the condo, but also paid for tuition. It paid for everything. So I want us to detach from feelings. Feelings will get you in trouble. Feelings will have you broke. Feelings will have you making mistakes that you know you shouldn't make. In your gut, you know, I shouldn't do this, but your feelings got in the way. So of the five things that will keep you broke, if you keep your feelings out of the way, then chances are you'll make a decision. I have a relative who wants to borrow money. Guess what? I have to deal with it just like a bank would. I need to see your bank statement. I need to see your credit report. I need to see your pay stubs. And then we need to put together a financial plan. Because if you want to borrow money, that means you're in a situation that you can't get out of by yourself. And since you can't get out of that situation by yourself, let's make sure we build a foundation for you to get to the next level. But feelings can get in the way. Sometimes people might feel like that's too much. Well, if it's too much, then guess what? Figure something else out. Don't let your feelings get in the way of your finances. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or by calling 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And today we're talking about the five F's that will keep you broke. The first F was feelings. Now here's the second F. It's going to surprise you. I know it's going to get people a little, you know, out of sorts, and folks are going to probably complain, but this is the truth. The next F that will keep you broke is family. That's right. Family. Now I know a whole lot of people who are broke as all get out. Let me tell you, they go to all the family events. They go to all of the family outings. They go to all of the family meals. They go to all of the family everything. They spend time with family, and it's wonderful. But when they get home, they're broke. Let me tell you something. You've got to figure out how to put boundaries in place so that what you are doing for love and fun does not impact your finances. Here's another thing. You may be in a situation with a family member. You may have a family member who knows that you are going to be the one to be there all the time to help them. And guess what? You're not helping the situation. You're enabling the situation. See, helping and enabling are two different things. If you're giving somebody, a family member, money or financial support because they're telling you, you know, you made it, you're feeling like you've got to give back. Yes, you've got to give back, but give the right thing. See, money is not always the solution. Just because somebody needs money doesn't mean that you give them the money that they need. What they might need is a plan so that they don't get into that situation. What they might need is some discipline. And sometimes what your family member may need is to fall flat on their face and hit rock bottom. I remember early on in my lifetime. And I'd ask Grandma B for money for something. I don't remember what it was for, but I needed money. And she literally, now this is a woman who I feel like she breathed life into me. She was my everything. She worked for me till she was 75, cleaning homes for wealthy people, putting me through school when it was time for me to go to school. She worked $35 a day, $40 a day. She got me the things that I needed for my dorm, my word processor. My mom drove me. She went to the store and got everything. My grandmother was there for me. But I remember being somewhere around 20, 21 years old, and I was asking her for something else. Here I am in college at one of the world's greatest academic institutions, and I'm asking a almost 80-year-old lady to give me some money for something that it was crazy what I was asking for. She told me, she said, Lynn, you need to stand on your own two feet. That's what she told me. And I was in a desperate situation. I was really, really in need. And she told me to stand on my own two feet. And I remember I didn't like it, but I'm going to tell you, it changed me. It changed everything about how I was going to approach this thing called life. Now, I still made a lot of mistakes, but I did not allow myself to be in a situation where I was being enabled. Now, I started enabling other people because I started to feel a certain way about family, and I'm going to pay people's mortgages and do that. So my point to you is, when you try to change your financial situation, when you are trying to go in the opposite direction, there are going to be some family members who are going to roll with you. There are going to be some family members, they're not going to roll with you, but they're not going to stop you. And then there are going to be other family members who flat out try to get you to go in the opposite direction. They don't want you to be financially free, because as long as you are in financial bondage, you are helping them do what they do. Let me repeat, that's the truth. As long as you are in financial bondage, you're helping them do the things to hurt themselves in most cases. So we're talking about the five F's that'll keep you broke. It's feelings, it's family. And then those two things typically go hand in hand, because if you look at that situation, if you take yourself out of the frame and you look at the picture, chances are you may not advise someone to do what it is that you're doing. Let me tell you something. When I started to really make the changes in my life, and anybody who works with me or knows me will tell you this, I started asking myself, can I teach it? So there were choices that I wanted to make, things I wanted to do, but then I had to ask myself, can I teach this? You see, if you're enabling someone, or if you are the one being enabled, or if you are in a family and you're in a financial stronghold, if you are in a rut, if something isn't right, ask yourself, can you teach what you are doing? Can you teach it to somebody else? Forget the old school, we have to take care of each other. Yes, we have to take care of each other. But sometimes taking care of each other means that we give each other wisdom. Sometimes taking care of each other means that we don't remain a crutch. Sometimes taking care of each other means that we have to let the family member that we love learn the lesson that they need to learn without us. That's right. So you've got to teach. All of us have to grow. This is not about pointing a finger at anybody. This is not about saying you're bad and they're good or vice versa. This is about getting to the next level financially. And if you want to become financially free, you're going to have to watch out for these F's. The first F was feelings. The next F is family. And we're going to take a break and we're going to talk about that third F. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. You can go to LynnRichardson.com right now, click connect with Lynn, ask me any question that you need an answer to, and I will get back to you. I will do it. I have a whole big global team, but I am the one who responds to the financial inquiries because I want to make sure that you get to the right place, you get in the right hands. Now, there are a whole lot of people who help me, the members of Lynn's List, attorney Serena Williams, attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, real estate broker Monica Poland, real estate broker Alicia Bowens, mortgage guru, I'm calling her the mortgage guru, Cecilia Marlowe, real estate broker Janaea Kennedy, Mary Green, Tania Simmons. There are lots of people, Michelle Miller. So there are lots of people who help us get to the next level. And of course, I cannot forget Ingrid Woolfolk, the numbers girl. But there are a lot of people who help us get to the next level. But it starts right there at LynnRichardson.com. Also, follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this radio show. Follow this radio program at Lynn Millionaire, and then get all the help you need at LynnMillionaire.com. So we're talking about the five F's that'll keep you broke. The first was feelings. The second was family. The third, you know I'm coming for them, friends. Now, let me tell you something about friends. If you have 9 broke friends, you're going to be number 10. If you have 4 broke friends, you're going to be number 5. And I'm not talking about cutting off relationships with people who make less money than you. And I am certainly not talking about only having friendships with people who make more money than you. I'm talking about your social engagement that is normal and regular. What is your normal and regular social engagement? Who are the people you're calling friends? If you are kicking it at the club every weekend with the same friends and all of you all are broke, let me tell you something. That's not going to get you to financial freedom. If you are kicking it and out doing illegal activity with the same friends, y'all going to get caught or somebody's going to end up in the ground. It's not going to get you where you're trying to go. So you need to redefine your friendships. Now, I'm going to always be friends with some of my childhood friends. I'm going to always be friends with the people who are near and dear to my heart. But who am I calling my social? Who is my social community? Who am I spending my time with? Who am I going out to eat with? Who am I strategizing with? Who am I spending my weekends with? I'm spending weekends with friends who are also in business. That's who I'm spending my weekends with. Now, everybody in business is not a friend. And there are a whole lot of people that I've met in business. Let me tell you, I'm not interested in. We do business and that's it. But what I have found is I've developed this relationship with these beautiful women, for example, who come to the Wealth Experience, and they come year after year and we plan, we strategize, people are growing, their businesses are growing. These are the people I want to spend my time with. When I say, hey, we're doing a birthday trip, we're going to Puerto Rico, these are the friends who get their tickets and plane tickets and come. And guess what? These are the people who are also spending their money wisely, investing in a financial education, investing in businesses, investing in new ideas, investing in me and us investing in each other. That's where you want to go. It's okay to kick it at the club every now and then, but that should not be your modus operandi. That should not be the thing that you do every single weekend all the time. And because you have these friends, you feel like you have to go every now and then, but bring your friends. If you are really a friend, then bring your friends to the next level. Step up your game a little bit. Disconnect yourself. Now, when you start moving away from the crowd, they're going to say you changed and you're going to say you're right. Let me tell you something. When people say you've changed, they're absolutely right. I have changed. I have changed my mind. I have changed my energy. I have changed my goals. I have changed my strategies. I have changed my thinking. Yes, I have changed. Now, when you change, some people are going to be happy for you and some people are not going to be happy for you. The people who are happy for you, feed off that energy, but don't depend on it, because sometimes people love you today and hate you tomorrow. The people who are not happy for you, it's okay. Keep moving. Don't get mad at them. Don't have the same feeling about them that you think they may have about you, because here's the problem. When you start to change, what you're doing is showing the people around you what they're not doing. And sometimes they're not ready to handle it. Sometimes they just don't want to lose you as a friend. Sometimes people have grown codependent on what it is that you mean to them, even if that's the drinking buddy every weekend at the club. So here's what you got to do. You've got to, once again, set some boundaries. You've really got to go inside. Once you make a decision that you want to do something different, the only people that you can really depend on are yourself and God. You can only depend on yourself. You can only depend on yourself, and you've got to put your faith in God, because you can't depend on people to understand. Now, if they understand, that's nice. That's a bonus. But if they don't, what you have to do is keep moving forth with truth as your torch and love in your heart, and do what it is that you know you have to do. When I decided to go to the next level to start helping people get their credit straight and buy homes. And then once I started writing books, and then I said I was going to go work for Russell Simmons, people thought I was crazy. Friends laughed. But let me tell you something. They're not laughing now. People don't think I'm crazy now. So you've got to set up those boundaries. And then I asked God to put me in the circles and put me in the space. I wasn't desperate. I wasn't needy. I'm cool with not having any friends. But if nothing else, I want to have more people around me that I can pour into, not just so I can get something, but so I can give something as well. We're talking about the five F's that will keep you broke. And one of them is feelings. The next one is family. The next one is friends. And right along with feelings and family and friends, here you have the fourth F, and it's called food. Now, let me say this. There are people all around the world who are following my 21 Days to Financial Freedom. They're following the 21 Days to Financial Freedom, and they are also involved. They're doing the monthly financial coaching, Wealth Vision 2020. And no matter what it is that you do with me, you've got to kind of start at the basics so that we can make sure that we're on the same page when it comes to mindset. Because if you have a money problem, it's because there is a math problem and a mind problem. See, nobody has a money problem if your math and your mind are straight. If your math and your mind are straight, your money will fall into line. But if your money continues to be out of line, it's because you have a math problem and a mind problem. So what I do in the 21 Days to Financial Freedom is I have people track all their spending. And guess where they're spending their money? Food. People going out to eat, people swiping those cards, people going out, eating the food that's at home. People've got a cabinet full of food and not handling it, not dealing with it. Food is not only causing people to lose access to financial freedom, but it might even be making you fat, right? But it's not making those pockets fat. So food, we must get it under control. Here's the other thing about food. Food can become social for people. I know I love to go out and eat with my friends. I remember back in the day, let's go out. Let's go to Red Lobster. Let's go here. Let's go there. But guess what? I don't go out to eat for fun anymore. It's always business. It's always business. When I go out and have a meal, I am discussing business. It's a business dinner. When I get that receipt, I flip it over. I write who was there with me, what we talked about, how much the food was, where we dined. I'm going to give the IRS the who, what, when, where, why, and the how much every time I go out to eat. So if you're going to spend money on food, at least get it back. Discuss business so you can at least get it back. But if you cannot afford that food, if you cannot afford to buy the food, then I want you to take your lunch. I want you to fix rice. I remember there was a time I was so broke, and Jewel, I think it was, in Chicago or Matt's, Illinois, had cereal, 10 boxes for $10. Let me tell you, I went and got, I don't know if it was 50 boxes or 100 boxes, but we got a lot of cereal. And my children were like, well, mama, we don't eat that. You do now. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. For $1 a box. Come on now. You're going to eat this cereal and you're going to be happy. And we're going to get to financial freedom by any legal, ethical, and moral means necessary. So watch what you're eating. Watch what you're buying. Watch what you're spending. So many people are just spending mindlessly. That's why I say live by the 10, 10, 30, 50. The first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save. 30% is cash in your pocket. That 30% has to cover groceries, gas, hair, nails. If it doesn't fit, get rid of it. If you run out of food money, going out to eat money, guess what? That means you got to eat whatever's at home. That means you have to go beg at your grandmama's house. That means you have to go somewhere and try to eat for free. You cannot continue to think you're going to be on the path to financial freedom if you're spending your money aimlessly on food. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are talking about the five F's that will keep you broke: feelings, family, friends, food. And right after the break, we're going to talk about that last F. So don't turn that dial. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. Now I'm going to throw on in there one decision at a time, one decade at a time. You know, we are just going to go in with the D's, but guess what? It is in the making for you. You can get to the next level. Today, we're talking about the five F's that'll keep you broke: feelings, family, friends, food, and now the drum roll for the last F. Come on, y'all. Now, I know we want to live a good life and we want to be happy, but let me tell you something. Fun is going to keep a lot of people broke. Now, let me just be clear about what I mean. I talk about that time in my life when I was living check to Monday and I was spending money crazy. I was, you know, sending the girls on field trips, and if their friends couldn't pay, we were going traveling around the country, going to cheerleading competitions, and I'd pay for all the extra stuff. If people didn't have it, I was paying my mother's mortgage and I was buying stuff and paying all everything. I was having a whole lot of fun, but I was out of order. And when the bottom fell out, it was not fun anymore. Let me tell you something. It was not fun. And when I had to stick to it and rebuild, that wasn't fun. Let me tell you, it's hard work when you have to rebuild. It's hard work when you got to get your money straight. It's hard work when you've got to undo everything that you did and try to redo it all over again. It takes a lot of undoing to undo the doing you have done. And guess what? It's not fun. Now, you might have peace. I found peace that surpasses all understanding when I hit rock bottom. I learned how to get out. I learned how to get by with less. I learned the true meaning of just really life and love and truth. I learned all of those things. But guess what? It wasn't fun. I wouldn't categorize it as fun. See, a lot of people are having fun. You want to go out. You want to go hang. And a lot of these things, feelings and family and friends and food, a lot of it is wrapped up in fun. And everybody is trying to figure out, why am I broke? You're having too much fun. Now, when you become financially free, pay for your fun. As a matter of fact, when you become financially free, let your business pay for your fun. You see, now I have been all over the world. I have gone to Brazil. I had fun. Business paid for that. I've been to the White House. I was at Barack Obama's last birthday party at the White House. I had so much fun, but guess what? That was business. Business paid for that. Last time I took my kids to Disney World, the business paid for the fun. So if you Get your money straight. If you pull back a little bit, if you stop doing some of the things that you have been wrongly classifying as fun, then you will get to have some real fun. Because these five F's, feelings, family, friends, food, and fun, they are keeping you from the main three F's, and that's faith and financial freedom. Faith and financial freedom. And it doesn't mean you need to have $1 billion. It doesn't mean you need to have 5 houses and 10 cars. This is not about things. This is about you being able to live the life that has been purposed for you. Take care of yourself without having to worry, how am I going to pay my light bill? How am I going to pay my gas bill? How am I going to take care of this? Without you having to worry, and with you being able to have enough resources to give back if you want to. To feed the homeless, to clothe the clotheless, to help the people who are in need, to start a homeless shelter, or to help women who are in domestic violence. That's what it's about. But we've got to get these five F's out of the way. So how are you going to do it? The first thing you have to do is be willing to fix and face everything that has gone wrong. You cannot fix what you will not face. And let me tell you something. You got to deal with the truth. You see, the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off. Don't let being pissed off about the truth stop you from living in it. Let me repeat. Don't let being pissed off about the truth stop you from living in it. I have to say that because there's a whole lot of times I've had to face a truth. Somebody told me something about myself, whatever it is, and I got pissed off. But at the end of being pissed off, that thing right there is still the truth. And I'm either going to go down or I'm going to go up. And if I'm going to go up, I have to face it. So face the truth, face the things that you've done, face the mistakes that you've made, face the errors, face it all. Don't beat up on yourself, because that's another feeling that's not going to get you anywhere. Don't sit around with guilt. That's a feeling that's not going to get you anywhere. Don't have any hate in your heart. That's a feeling that's not going to get you anywhere. Don't hold grudges. Come on now, let go, because a grudge is a feeling that's not going to take you anywhere. And forgive everybody. I'm going to throw in another F for you that you need. You need faith and financial freedom, and the only way you're going to get it is through forgiveness. Forgiving yourself for your mistakes, forgiving others for the things you thought they did wrong. Forgiving, just forgive and let go. Let me tell you why. Because all of this impacts your energy. And energy is like money in the bank. Once you spend it, it's gone. You don't get any energy back. So every day when you wake up, you've got to decide, am I going to use my energy to win? Or am I going to use my energy to end? In what? In your growth. Are you going to use your energy to win? Or are you going to use your energy to end? And I am challenging you to move into winning. So the five F's that'll keep you broke: feelings. Let's have good feelings. Let's have our feelings line up with the truth. And let's have our feelings line up with the truth and love. Now, you may love somebody, but the truth is you shouldn't help them and they don't need no help. What they need is to relapse or do whatever they're going to do, hit the rock bottom and then go all the way. Here's something I always say. A lot of times you don't want people to hit rock bottom because you feel like you could have done something to prevent it. You cannot prevent people from hitting rock bottom. What you can prevent is going there with them. You can prevent yourself from going there with them. And then you can be there to help pull them up if they make a decision themselves to get out. Family, set up boundaries. Friends, who are you socializing with? Food, come on now, don't let food stop you from being financially free. And fun, what's really fun? What's fun is being able to make wise choices and to rest in peace. I could buy a new car, but I don't need one. I could go get on a plane right now and go to Europe. I don't need to. What I wanna be able to do, what gives me freedom, is being able to have the ability to do those things, but using wisdom and making the choice not to. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. Connect with me right now at LynnRichardson.com. Click connect with Lynn. Ask me your question and I'll take you to the next level. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.